Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Research has found that fathers are more likely than mothers to believe that minor injuries benefit toddlers because injuries will toughen them up. So dads believe in the old notion of no pain, no gain. As well as this, research suggests that dads are more likely to engage in physical play. In fact, the average father suffers 22 injuries a year caused by rough and tumble while playing with the kids. Fathers are more likely to neglect the children. Not in a very harmful way, by the way, but this is in a very light-hearted manner. In other words, you leave the dad with the kid, they forget to change the nappy, you come home, the baby has nappy rash all over its arse, it hasn't been fed properly, the other kids are running around the house like lunatics half-dressed. He's probably fed them cornflakes all day or ordered pizzas in because he couldn't be bothered cooking. That's the kind of stereotypical view of the father. He is the one more likely to grab the child at 3 months old and fling them into the air and catch them again and thinks it's great. And the wife is standing there with her heart beating out of her chest. Whereas dads think this is the thing you do. When the child gets to 3 or 4, he grabs them by the arms in the field, in the park, and he swings them around in circles, and the child loves it until he lets go and the child falls and grazes their knee. He is the one who will push them on the bike for their first ride on a bicycle, and he will push them and let them go too soon so they'll fall over and probably graze their knees or damage their arms or something like that. He's the one who'll do all of those things, most likely. Mothers are less likely, according to research, to do those things. So fathers, inadvertently, put their child in danger more than women do. In a very nice way, by the way, not in a very bad way. We're not saying it's some sort of vindictive way. So, the question we're asking is, do you worry about the kids that they'll get injured or not be fed properly when they're left with their father? So let's put yourself in this situation, ladies. The girls have said, let's go away for the weekend. And you've got 3 kids and they're all, say one of them is only a baby, 9 months old. The other 2 are quite young as well. Think back to when you were younger, if you've older kids now. Would you have said to the husband, I'll tell you what, I'm going away for a few days. You look after the kids and I'll sure see you Monday. Or were you one of those wives that had to ring every 20 minutes and go, did you feed Martin? Did you feed Mark? Did you feed Sonia? Yeah. They're all fed, aren't you? Yeah, Dad. Can we have more cornflakes? Do you understand? Were you that wife or partner that had to keep ringing all the time to make sure things were done? Did you bring them to school? Did you iron their clothes? Was he trustworthy? Could you leave him for 3 or 4 days? And if you're a father, I want to hear from you. Maybe it was the opposite way around in your house. Maybe you were the best and you couldn't leave your missus to look after the kids. She'd make him hames of it. The number is 087-188-0008. What has your experience been? Has it been exactly what the research said? You just can't trust men with children. They'll do something wrong. And I don't mean that in a serious manner.
Niall Boylan, he rang me.
Yeah, I rang you. Leona, hiya. You're an Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
I'm telling my husband.
We did ring you back. There, you shouldn't be talking when you're meant to be on the radio.
Yeah, he's like, what? Thank God, Boylan, about what? I said, no, he rang me. He doesn't have a clue what it's about. But I tell you, I did laugh when she's asked that. Honestly, I go away for the weekend and I don't even think about my kids.
Right.
I trust him completely.
Okay.
And you know what happens? Sometimes I come back and something has happened that would never have happened if I was here.
What was that?
That blows me my mind. Like an incident at school, Matthew will go and he'll do something that I would never have done.
Right.
I say, you went to the principal. Oh my God. And right. He goes, yeah.
So he took a bit of initiative, like?
He does all, he takes complete initiative.
Right.
If I'm gone out the door. And I love
So is he, now, if... I don't want to be unfair.
No,
Is he a better parent than you?
No, I'm just a totally different parent.
Right.
It's like a dance. I'm all focused emotionally and he's all focused practically. He's a very practical parent.
Right, so he's the logical one.
Emotionally available, focused.
Now, can I ask you a question? And this doesn't diminish your relationship because people have different roles in relationships. But would he be the decision maker in the relationship or are you the decision maker?
I would probably say I make all my own decisions and he makes all. He's very much, he'll not argue with me making a decision, but by the end of it, he'll have made his own decision.
Right, okay. So you work quite independently with each other. That's great.
Yeah. We do.
Okay, so he's completely trustworthy. So if you went away for the weekend with the girls, hypothetically, You wouldn't have to ring him and check that he's fed them.
I never ring him.
Right.
I don't even ring. He wouldn't ring me.
Right.
And maybe if the kids wanted to ask me something, or they were going to bed, or they wanted to say something. But I'd be like, okay, all right, let's talk to you later. Okay, bye, bye.
Right. Okay, and you're gone.
That's when you're gone, you're gone. And when you're home, you're home. And when I'm home, I'm home.
A lot of mothers wouldn't have that experience. A lot of mothers or women will say to us, and I'll probably hear from them today, that they'll arrive home, the kids will be half dressed, they didn't go to bed till 12 o'clock at night.
That's all true.
They're eating pizzas all day.
Yes, that's true. The
baby has nappy rash on its bottom.
That's the thing.
Yeah. All you see is the baby walking around. The baby walking around the house with the nappy hanging down around their knees with the weight of us.
No. He totally meet their needs. But they would sleep in the attic on mattresses, and they would watch movies, and they would, you know, they would have way more of a fun. It would be a fun time with no rules. No mom, get dressed. Now, he'd be very into that too, I have to admit. But he would definitely not do everything. The house would definitely be a mess.
Right, definitely. Okay. Well, but stay there. Breda, you're on Ireland's Classics Radio. How you doing, Breda?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Breda, you know, in your day when your little madam was younger, could she have been left with her father? Could he have been trusted, and I don't mean that in any serious way, but to look after her properly?
Going away, I'd have everything laid out clothes-wise and everything, because for a man that worked with colour, you wouldn't believe what he put on the poor child.
Why is she wearing green jeans and a yellow top?
And by the age of 3, she knew. She'd say, oh no, mummy doesn't like that with that, daddy. You have to put this with this. Like, I had her well trained.
Oh, I would have been a bit like that, because I'm colour blind. I wouldn't have a clue.
He'd no excuse.
Okay.
That's not important.
He used to go out to rugby on a Sunday morning to train his son, Jenny's brother, from another mother. And she was coming home with colds and stuff, and I couldn't understand it. Anyway, I got home barely from work this day, and she pulls up with Daddy. And next thing she gets out, she's soaked from head to toe. And I said, oh, chicken, what happened? And I'm glaring at him as I'm saying it. And she said, oh, I was playing in a big way, and I fell in. And I said, oh, my. Daddy, I said, when this happened, he was over with the rugby, way over there. Well, I can tell you, she never went with rugby again.
Yeah, we tend just not to have the same observation levels.
No, it's brilliant.
But maybe, hang on, Breda, maybe that's a good thing. Because according to the research, they say, you know, that, you know, they believe that dads, you know, have this kind of no pain, no gain. So in other words, that dads like to give them a little bit of independence, because this is the real world.
I would have had that with Jenny. I used to go, oh, you're grand, there's no blood, you're fine. We'd smack the floor and that'd be that. And then I'd say, come on, you're grand, off we go. I wasn't one of those that mollycoddled her, because I don't believe in that, because I think it's become windy little brats if you do that, you know?
But you don't see mothers flinging their babies into the air and catching them. You generally see fathers doing that.
No, that's daddy's. But I would have always trusted him with that kind of thing. You know, and I did trust him even no matter where they went. He's a great dad. Up to this day, he's still a great dad. Mm. But he's just like most men, easily distracted. Now, she'd fallen down face into that and couldn't get up. She was gone. And that was like, and he just like, he was like, oh, for God's sake.
I can remember two incidents. I remember the first one was my son, who is my oldest son now. He's 26. He was only about a year old. Wasn't even a year old. And I was in the kitchen doing the throwing up in the air thing. And I threw him up in the air, but I didn't I kind of forgot. There's a stippled ceiling in the kitchen. And I threw him up so high that the stipples stuck into his scalp. And I ended up having the tweezers having to pick them.
That's a story in every house, I think.
And my other son, he was about 2, and he'd only started walking. And he had this little train that he used to walk around when he'd hold the handle on it and push it. And I remember I walked into the room, I'd been on the phone or been distracted, and he was in the other room and I could see him, and he had stood up on it. And I, you know, when you just know something's going to happen in slow motion. Yeah. And I kind of went to run, and I could see him falling as I was running. So he landed on the floor and his tooth pushed back into his gum, and I went, oh God.
Oh no.
But it was my fault. I was distracted.
You can't be on full alert all the time.
No.
Not
tooth is grand now, can I point out, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I accept full responsibility.
Yeah. Social services might call you.
After the show. We want to know what you did 30 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So generally speaking, both of you, well, Breida, not so much you, but are we saying they're all right? They're trustworthy. They're just different.
I am, definitely. I think it's brilliant.
I think men get distracted. They don't have that same radar that the mothers have.
No. But I think parenting is a dance, and we dance between it. I think we both. Yeah. I think we both can play, and we can both be strict. But it's a dance. It's in a day. It's in a moment. It's intuitive. You're creating who you are in the moment, not what the book says or what any general statement is. It's a dance, and when you're both present, it's a great dance.
All right, okay, I got to go to Amy first before I go to the break. Amy, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Amy? Amy.
She's gone. Minding the child. Time.
Hang on. I got her now. Hang on. I think I have her. Amy, hi. No, hang on. We'll get her if it kills me. Amy, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, Amy. There you go. Perfect. Technology was playing havoc with me there.
You're all right. I've had both experiences. So my father's, or my daughter's father, who he now has no contact with her, but when she was a baby, I used to leave her with him, but then I'd like go to the shop and I'd come back and her nappy would be soaked through and he'd be like, oh, she literally just did it. And I'd be like,
yeah, sure.
And he'd be sitting at the PC and I'd be like, there's no way. Like, you know, I know you were playing computer games and she'd be sitting in her buggy and he won't have done that with her. Do you know?
Yeah.
Which was one of the big reasons for the breakdown of the relationship.
Right, okay. We won't get too much into that. Yeah.
My son's father, who I'm still with now, like, I'd leave him, like, and he's fantastic with my daughter. Like, she's 11, nearly 12 now. And my son is 3. And I would genuinely, I went to Scotland for 3 days with my mum and my sister over to my other sister, and he had them for the 3 days. He did school runs, lunches, everything. There was no problems whatsoever.
Did you have to ring him and remind him?
No. He literally will do it, no problem. He cooks dinner more often than I do.
Right, okay. Okay, so he doesn't just order takeaways just to get up, to get by.
No, not at all. He loves cooking. I hate it.
Right, okay. You're telling me, Amy, you're the one most likely to not do it properly. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I wouldn't say that now. But I suppose I'd be more cautious than him.
Yeah.
So, like, the little fella, like our 3-year-old, he is wild.
Right.
He's as funny. He talks your ear off as well, but what you call it, he's wild, and I'm a bit more, mind him, kind of a thing, and he's like, I'm fine.
What do you think of the research that suggests that children are most likely to get involved in avoidable accidents when they're with their fathers?
I would agree that I think men are more easily distracted.
And we're more into rough and tumble as well.
Yeah. Now, in all honesty, my little fella is, I was like, he's hard as nails because, like that, my daughter is nearly 12 and my niece is 13 and I swear to God, they just throw him around like a rag doll.
Yeah.
And I'm like, lads, he's not a doll. they just put blankets on the floor and be like,
ninja warrior.
Yeah. But they have to get you, men, the logic of men is they have to get used to that.
They do. Yeah, it's a good logic. It's the world, it's the life.
In life, is not all cotton wool, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Way later.
Yeah, it'll benefit them in the long run.
I think it's brilliant.
I think definitely, they need to, like my daughter now as well, like I would have been, because her father left before she turned 2, so I would have been her sole parent up until she was 7.
Okay. So you think your new partner has added something to her life as well?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Like they get on like an absolute house of fire. He is unbelievable with her. He's fantastic. Like that, he had to do the emergency run. She got her first monthlies and he had to do the emergency run to the school because I was at work and he had no problem with that.
And would she talk to him about those things? She's okay, she can talk to him.
No problem with talking to him about anything.
That's a wonderful relationship, isn't it, that he's having?
Oh, they have an absolutely fantabulous relationship. Like that, there was one night she said, what was it? She was like, I don't know. She was like, I know he loves me, but I don't know, does he like me? And he went up and had a chat with her himself. Yeah. And then when he came down, I was like, well, what did you say? And he was like, no, that's between me and her now, He was like, but it's all sorted. And she was like, no, she was like, it was fine. She was like, that was our or chat.
Well, you know what? It's lovely that, you know, you came together and you have that great relationship with his daughter. And that's, not with, or with her, with your daughter. He has that great relationship with your daughter.
No, but he is now. He'd not a bother. He'd do everything. But like her father then would have been on the little bit more kind of.
Yeah. Okay, we won't go into that. Okay, but look, I have to say, so far, I'm looking at all the texts coming in and listening to yourself and Breda and Leona. It's not looking too bad for men here today, I'll be honest with you.
Good, that's good.
Okay, yeah. I've got just one message before I go into the break here. You can have a quick listen to this one here. Is that the 15-second one? Yeah. Oh, the 40-second one. Okay, all right. Hold on, listen to this. Here we go.
How are you, Niall? Years ago, the youngest brother wasn't born yet. I'm the oldest, myself and the other brother. My granny came down to give my mother and my father a hand to mind the two of us while she went into hospital to give birth. But unfortunately, she fell down the stairs. So my granny was in hospital, my mother was in hospital while the mother was giving birth to the youngest lad. And under the supervision of my father, me and the younger brother started mess fighting in the sitting room. And he fell into the fire, so he ended up having to go into the hospital as well. So everyone was in hospital, giving birth to my younger brother.
We shouldn't laugh, and I hope the child is okay and didn't have any permanent damage.
Classic Hits Radio.
Just to mention, by the way, as well, we did get a statement back in relation to our first piece that we did in relation to the St. Patrick's Day Festival from the organisers of the festival. This is the organisers of the St. Patrick's Day Festival. And they said the theme of the festival is one, an open invitation for people to collectively celebrate, share, laugh, perform, participate, and remember that Mara Kalashin, we are one. The festival is a celebration of both contemporary and traditional Irish arts, culture, and heritage. I don't see that in the pictures, in fairness. This year's festival programme has been overwhelmingly positively received, I think, with a launch capturing the spectacle of colourful performance and breathtaking pageantry of the parade. And the lineup of music, entertainment, arts and culture taking place in the festival quarter, the festival launch and subsequent photos embody much of what lies at the core of the festival represents: community, youth, diversity, inclusion and the representation of ever evolving spectrum of Irish identity. We aim to showcase the absolute best of what Irishness is. I don't see any Irishness in the pictures at all, to be honest with you, but that's ones I've seen certainly anyway. Can mean, and to support people to express what their sense of Irishness means to them. Our festival programme embraces that unifying and inspirational theme of one. The National St. Patrick's Day Parade will shine a light on all the goodness that surrounds us, while the lineup of the festival includes Culture Club on Thursday. Okay, it gives you the lineup there. I'm not going to go into all that at the moment, but 500,000 people are expected to come into Dublin City Centre annually to experience the National Parade, with over 50,000 are expected to visit the festival quarter across the weekend. Blah, 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 blah. That's it. There you go. It offended it. I thought they would. I didn't think they wouldn't. Let me go to Dave. Dave, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How you doing, Dave?
Good, Greg.
Good. Now, Dave, getting on to leaving daddies with children, you know, I mean, can you be left alone?
Yeah, of course I can. We're way better crack anyway.
We're way better crack. Yeah, like, what, we'll swing them around by the arms. Oh, do you remember, my father used to do this thing. It was called a dog and a duck. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
So he'd grab you, you'd have to lie on the ground, and then he'd bend down, he'd grab one foot and one arm.
Oh, and swing you around.
And swing you around. Now, if you did that to a child nowadays, you'd be arrested.
Yeah, we call that one shit whipping. Because if he hits something, you usually say, geez, he shit whipped that fairly hard.
To be fair,
I mean, sure, that's kind of your part of your job as a dad. Like, I mean, who else is going to teach him how to chop locks and set off fireworks, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, job, is it, to introduce the rough and tumble into their lives?
Yeah, well, you know, you need that element of danger. Like, you don't, like, my uncle's a perfect example, right? He was a climber he could nearly climb before he could walk, right? And instead of saying, no, you know, stopping him from doing it, I just said, like, just, you know, let him do it, but keep an eye on him. Because I'd rather he kind of grows up knowing how to climb something, or if he falls, you know. I know it sounds stupid, but knowing how to fall, if you follow what I mean, as opposed to getting older, trying to climb a tree and falling out the tree and breaking his neck. Do you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Nowadays you're not allowed to climb trees anymore. Most places now, they have this kind of chicken wire stuff around the trees so you can't climb it.
You just climb over the chicken wire.
Yeah, I know, but you're not meant to let kids climb trees.
Not really that hard, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
okay,
I mean,
but can you be trusted, like, when they were young and babies? like, if your missus went out for the day and she said, there you go, Dave, just look after them. I have to go out. My mother's not well. I have to go to see my mother, whatever it was, right? And could you be trusted to change the nappy and make sure it didn't fill up and end up down on their knees?
100%. I've been hands-on since day one.
Right.
You know
okay.
what I mean? Like, I could look after him, no bother. I mean, to be fair, the older he got, like, if his mother left, he'd be like, video games? And he'd be like, video games. So we just, you know, sit there and
run. That's what I'm saying. And what about dinner, Dad? After video games?
Dinner's not so much. I've only recently gotten in, learned the joy of cooking. So no, dinners I wouldn't be as good as. But like,
okay, remember, so what? You would have just ordered a pizza for the 2 years?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah,
you
see
know,
what
but,
I mean?
But it would have been daddy's treat. You'd be like, come on, you know, let's go get a takeaway. Daddy's got a treat tonight.
That's a cheap excuse for daddy's laziness.
It never failed though. It always
stay, well, stay there because I want to go to Billy as well. Because I'm short in time today. Billy, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Billy?
Hi, Niall. How are we going?
You don't trust dads. Are you there? I don't know what he's up to there, to be honest with you. The greatest respect. I don't trust you. Let me go to Scott. Scott, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Scott?
How are you doing, Niall? How are you?
Good. How you doing, Scott? You think we need more dads? More than ever?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
More than ever, yeah.
Why?
Well, yeah, I just think that mothers...
Hello? Are you a friend of the previous gobshite that was on there a second ago? Oh, Jesus Christ. And they wonder why we don't trust men with children, and we have two gobshites, one after the other, who are obviously mates trying to wind us up. Dave, this is what I'm dealing with.
It was a fierce fake accent, all right, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was like a bad copy of Under Bites and Young Offenders.
You could tell the two of them were kind of laughing at each other there. They just couldn't keep it together to even pull the prank.
Jesus Christ, come on, lads. If you're going to do it right.
I got some voice notes, Dave. Thanks very much indeed. I got to play these. All right.
Hi, Niall. I remember when I was a little kid, maybe 4, my father had me walking along the ceiling, as in had me turned upside down and walking my feet with his hands along the ceiling of the house. And of course, what happened? I slipped. Down I went, hit my forehead off the ground and had an egg on my forehead for about a month. Mammy wasn't impressed, let me tell you.
Oh, no, I'm sure she wasn't impressed.
How are you, Niall? Years ago, the youngest brother wasn't born yet. I'm the oldest, myself and the other brother. My granny came down to give my mother and my father a hand to mind the two of us while she went into hospital to give birth. But unfortunately, she fell down the stairs. So my granny was in hospital, my mother was in hospital while the mother was giving birth to the youngest lad. And under the supervision of my father, me and the younger brother started mess fighting in the sitting room. And he fell into the fire, so he ended up having to go into the hospital as well. So everyone was in hospital giving birth for me, my younger brother.
Now, the reason I played it again was because he was back on to us to let us know that everybody was okay in the end. So don't worry about them, they're fine.
He is 22 today, actually. Was about 7 months old. I was working, my husband came in to work. And she vomited on the shop floor and I panicked and I said, oh my God. Ring the doctor, ring the ambulance, and he came back into the shop and he said, what are you panicking for? And I said, Paul, she's after puking black on the floor. And he said, will you relax? That's the dinner. We had a Chinese for lunch. That's the beef and green pepper and black beans.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.